Very pleased to have a new guest to the Mike Schickman Show. His name is Caleb Kruckenberg. He is the litigation counsel for the New Civil Liberties Alliance. Caleb, welcome to the Mike Schickman Show. It's great to have you.
Thank you very much.
What is the New Civil Liberties Alliance?
The New Civil Liberties Alliance is a nonprofit, nonpartisan litigation firm. And what we do is we do public interest litigation to try to push back against the administrative state. And what I mean by that is administrative agencies, particularly federal administrative agencies, that take powers away from Congress and the courts and the executive branch, and they act as a new branch of government. And a lot of times what they do is they take away our civil liberties in the process.
And we have seen more and more of this due to Corona.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, anytime you have an extraordinary circumstance or, you know, God forbid, an emergency, I think there's a tendency in government to say, we need to have more government, we need to have more administrative response, and we're going to do even more than usual. And unfortunately, that's even more intrusion into constitutional protections.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted Caleb to join us today on the Mike Schickman Show was we have cases here in the Commonwealth of people suffering unneeded losses due to what we're seeing from the CDC and other state agencies.
That's right. And my organization brought a lawsuit against the CDC's eviction order. And, you know, I know a lot of people have heard about it, but this is an order from the CDC that says basically no one across the country in any state is allowed to use legal eviction proceedings to evict a tenant who's not paying their rent, no matter how much the tenant refuses to pay, no matter how long it's been happening. You're just forbidden from using the court system like you normally would be able to evict people who don't pay their rent.
I guess the media has done more than anything else that renters are good, landlords are bad, no matter what happens. And
right,
landlords are the ones
right.
who are taking the hit.
That's absolutely right. I mean, you know, our lawsuit, we have several different clients. We also represent an association of landlords. And, you know, I've heard from people across the country about this, and every single one of them that I've talked to, you know, they're trying to earn a living. They have a few properties typically, you know, and they're renting houses to try to provide housing. That's their business. But their tenants have just refused to pay. And in some cases, you know, I have a client who he has an extra home. It's the home he hopes to retire in. And he's really just renting it to cover the mortgage. But he has a tenant that just refuses to pay and says, I'm never going to leave. And the result is he could lose this house because he's got to pay the mortgage. He has to pay utilities. He has to provide this person with a place to live. And he has no ability to get them out and get his own property back because the CDC has come in and said you have to provide a free place for this person to live until January of 2021.
And this has been going on now for, what, 6 months?
It has been because there have been various efforts by different states and also part of the CARES Act with the federal government to issue these temporary restrictions on evictions. And so there are a lot of people who, they have tenants who haven't been paying rent since 2019, since the end of 2019, even before coronavirus was a thing, even before we were talking about it. And they haven't been able to get these people out of their apartments. And now it just keeps continuing. As soon as one order expires, you know, the CDC then stepped in and they said, even those states who now agree that you should be able to use the court systems, all bets are off and you're not allowed to. We're going to extend it through the end of the year, and we might extend it in the future. We haven't made that decision yet.
Our guest, Caleb Kruckenberg, he is with the new Civil Liberties Alliance, and we're talking about what's going on here in the Commonwealth. President Obama famously said at one of his first meetings with members of Congress after his election, "I won. Too bad." That's really what's going on in the state here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Governor Northam coming out with executive orders, and people who maybe don't agree with some of those orders are liable to be fined heavily.
That's right. And in the Commonwealth, it's interesting, too, because we had an order from the Supreme Court of Virginia actually stopping all evictions as a matter of state law. And that was a very controversial order. It was a split decision of the court. And I think there was an effort there to try to appease the political entities here in Virginia. But then we had the CDC kind of step in, and they said, you know what, we're not even going to let the process play out. We're not going to let Virginia make its own decision, whatever that might be, because we know better than Virginia. We know better than everybody, and we're going to stop it. And one really scary thing about the CDC order is they made it a crime to follow the law in your state. If you go to court and you try to evict somebody using the legal process in your state, according to the CDC, it's now a federal crime and they could send you to prison.
Of course, it's hard to find political proponents of legal eviction when you have a major election year for Congress and the presidency of the United States.
I think that's right. And I think it's easy to vilify landlords and portray them as you know, bad people, and the tenants are the victims. And look, nobody wants evictions. Yeah, you know, every single landlord I've talked to says, you know, they don't want to evict anybody, but they have to get some rent. You know, you have to pay for housing, and tenants, you know, they pay the expenses that a landlord has. And, you know, they're just trying to make a living like everybody else. And unfortunately, what's happened, I think it's just so easy to make landlords out to be the bad guy. The CDC is just targeting them. They've picked them as the loser. And CDC is saying, you know what? You're going to have to bear the responsibility of the pandemic. Tough. Sorry for you. And that's not appropriate, and it's certainly not something an agency should ever be doing.
Caleb Kruckenberg, where can people learn more about the new Civil Liberties Alliance, the NCLA?
Go to our website, nclalegal.org. We have lots of information about our cases. We have videos about our different cases. You know, it's not just the CDC lawsuit. You know, unfortunately, administrative agencies are doing all kinds of things all the time, especially now. And we're fighting back across the country.
Caleb Kruckenberg, please come back and join us again.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Caleb Kruckenberg joining us on WSVA with an interesting perspective, because everybody always says, oh, landlords. But, you know, they have rights, too. And a lot of them are really have a very thin overhead using renters and rent to pay for mortgages.